Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WrestleMania Backlash gets a shake-up. Plus, WWE's case is dismissed. And how many bucks did Vince McMahon throw at the Young Bucks? For Tuesday, April the 27th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Claymore incoming.
McIntyre poised and ready to strike.
T-Bond, face again.
Whoa.
And now Strowman.
The power slam.
There it is. Braun's going to WrestleMania Backlash.
Here is your winner, Braun Strowman.
First the distraction of MVP and Bobby Lashley, then Mason T-Bar striking Drew McIntyre again. And now you're right, Corey. Braun Strowman is headed to WrestleMania Backlash.
The main event of WrestleMania Backlash looking a little bit different this morning. We were set to see Bobby Lashley once again facing off with Drew McIntyre with Bobby's WWE Championship on the line. That has been switched up now thanks to the inclusion of one big wrestling train in Braun Strowman. So it was on Raw last night that Braun Strowman beat Drew McIntyre, consequently adding himself to the triple, to make it a triple threat match at WrestleMania Backlash. Braun Strowman being added to this match, does it add buys to the show? I don't know at this point. It's with Braun Strowman, he is this monstrous character that has been so burned over the last few years that it's hard to feel that threat from him. He doesn't feel like the threat that he should be at this point, in my opinion. But be that as it may, your main event for WrestleMania Backlash, presumably looking like Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman. At least that's the main event on the Raw side of things. Also for WrestleMania Backlash, we know that Bayley will be the first challenger to Bianca Belair. The SmackDown Women's title will be decided on pay-per-view next month as well.
Randy Riddle, I must say, one of the most unexpected tag team partnerships in WWE history, but congratulations, you took the victory tonight against Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. Now, I think the question everybody's wondering, will RK-Bro continue past this victory tonight?
RK-Bro will not only continue, we will succeed. We will take over the future. I'm not just talking Raw tag team titles. I'm talking all the tag team titles. I'm talking SmackDown tag team titles. Dude, we'll even go to NXT and win those tag titles. I know when I look at the Viper and I see his eyes, I don't just see the snake.
Bro, one day at a time. One day at a time.
I get it. I'll text you, bro. We'll be in touch.
Please, I beg of you, don't.
I get it. More of a FaceTime guy. Person to person, face to face. With the digital age, you can do whatever. But I'm thinking, dude, tag titles everywhere. Snakeskin Speedos everywhere. I'm saying fans have them. Randy's got it. I got it. Dude, we are going to take over the world and the tag team division in the WWE universe. RK-Bro is here to stay and is forever. bro. I mean, RK, bro. Yeah.
The Randy Orton Riddle storyline is an intriguing one. On an otherwise flat episode of Monday Night Raw, there's something on the bubble with RK, bro. And Fightful Select have given us a few details about that. They say, as of late, the change to the Riddle-Sheamus match at WrestleMania that switched to have Sheamus go over for the title, the plan was to have the two continue to feud, which obviously changed by the next night. Sheamus didn't wrestle on the next two Raw shows, and Riddle started a short-term program with Randy Orton, who was planned for a program with Braun Strowman. The Strowman-Orton change was set the day of the show. Prior to that, we're told there weren't immediate plans for the Strowman-McIntyre versus Mason T-Bar program that we now see. Those backstage in WWE said Orton was in favor of working with Riddle and the changes made. On what has been a pretty lackluster couple of weeks coming out of WrestleMania, the Randy Orton-Riddle thing is certainly something a bit different. Certainly intriguing, and a nice bit of chemistry between the two that could translate to something quite fun down the line. I'm desperately trying to be optimistic because last night's Raw was just another it's like we're stuck in a time warp on Monday Night Raw since WrestleMania. Like, it's the same cast of characters sort of doing similar things. So whilst I am grateful of the fact that there is something slightly different in Riddle and Orton, this is a show that really does need a shake-up of some sort.
Oh, perfect angel! Oh. What a perfect angel!
No! Oh, no.
Yeah! Here is your winner and new Impact World Champion, Kenny Omega!
Kenny Omega, the new Impact World Heavyweight Champion, will be back on Impact sooner rather than later. Dave Meltzer reporting that Kenny will work Impact's next special, Under Siege, set to take place on the 15th of May, and it'll be part of Impact Plus. You better watch it via the Impact Plus app. They laid out their future plans for Impact Wrestling online. So they've revealed their schedule for the next couple of months, basically. Under Siege next month, Against All Odds, which is normally something they do in February, has been moved to June the 12th. And that'll be Impact Plus as well. And then July, Slammiversary will be on pay-per-view. This is one to keep an eye on once again. Same story as last year with Slammiversary. They've teased a couple of these release names popping up to be a part of it. And no doubt they will milk all of that as we get closer to the time. This comes from the Wrestling Observer. Yesterday, the US Supreme Court of Connecticut declined to hear an appeal of several former pro wrestlers who were suing WWE. This lawsuit is a six-year story, and it involves plaintiffs Billy Jack Haynes, Russ McCullough, Ryan Sokoda, Luther Reigns, and the wife of the late Nelson Fraser. And they were suing WWE for claiming the company didn't protect them from head injuries that consequently led to CTE and other medical issues. Now, this suit was dismissed, you may remember, in the summer of 2020 by the US Court of Appeals. Back in February, though, the lawyer, Constantine Kairos, said that he would appeal to the highest court in the state, which he did, and it was yesterday the Supreme Court of Connecticut declined to hear an appeal. There were no explanations given for declining to hear this case. Normally, they would say, this is why we won't hear it. It's common practice to do that. No such conversations have been had. WWE's lawyer Jerry McDivitt told the Associated Press, "We are glad it's finally over. We were completely vindicated." Due to failing to comply with both court orders and rules, Kairos now owes WWE more than $500,000 in legal fees. This follows a 2018 ruling by the US District Judge Vanessa Bryant. We'll keep you updated on this story as it develops at cultaholic.com.
Y el huele mole es ojos de pescado. Lo único que les admiro es que son unos rivales difíciles de vencer. Pero esta noche, cada vez que se levanten, los perros del mal los van a derrumbar más fuerte. Porque la 187 no es nada. Sigan gritando, 187, 187. Porque esta vez, los seises van sobre ustedes. ¡Y arriba Tijuana!
Sabor.
is saying goodbye to the wrestling ring. Jesus Manuel Ortiz Partida has wrestled for 34 years across promotions around the world, and he is calling time on his career. He was speaking to La Tierra Lucha Libre, and he revealed he suffered extensive lumbar damage, which has led to this decision. He says, quote, "It turns out the fourth lumbar is very injured, but the fifth lumbar, which is the only one that totally moves your legs, is broken from corner to corner, as if it were just holding on by a string, and at any moment it could break, and I'd be left paralyzed in a wheelchair." However, despite the fact that he cannot wrestle anymore, there'll be no physical alterations or bumps within this, he does want to do a farewell tour as a chance to say goodbye to the fans. He says, quote, "I definitely can't fight anymore, so Halloween is over. I lived through everything, good and bad things, but I think the most important thing was that in the 34-year career, I never got into the ring and was foolish. I gave myself to wrestling, not 100%, at 1,000%. Well, we send our best wishes to Halloween as he begins a farewell tour of wrestling.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Nick Jackson just took the mask off of Rey Fénix. In Mexico, this would be a disqualification, but not here in AEW. God, despicable!
Covered his face, never saw the double super kick. I love it.
What a great match.
And still, AEW World Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks.
Well, that was money, gentlemen. Tony, if I may.
Yeah, you may.
Matt and Nick Jackson, you can go straight to hell.
There you go, baby.
And finally, the Young Bucks have revealed the offer that they were made by WWE. So we talked about this a while ago, many years ago now, when AEW was just starting up. WWE were approaching all of those involved to see whether they would sign on the dotted line and come back to work for them, or in some cases, work for them for the first time. And on the Talking Shop podcast, the Bucks revealed the offer that was made to them by WWE before they decided to join AEW. Matt Jackson said, quote, "I knew the kind of money the Good Brothers were getting. Everyone was getting like $150,000 to start. WWE was already offering us $500,000 each guaranteed. At that moment, we knew our street value. That was just the first offer. The contract apparently also had a 10-month get-out clause. So they really threw a lot of bucks to try and get the Young Bucks on board. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand spanking new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Justin Henry and myself are one Raw away from King of the Ring 1995, the worst King of the Ring out of all the Kings of the Ring. And you can hear us talking about the Go Home Show later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. At youtube.com/Cultaholic, we are spoiling you rotten right now with brand spanking new lists, including 10 unsung WWE Attitude Era heroes, 10 indie sensations that flopped in WWE, and also dropping last night our second longest ranked video, maybe. Spiritually, it should be the longest. Every Big Show WWE heel and face turn ranked from worst to best. This is a lad that has turned quite a bit in the WWE, and we take a look at every single one of them to determine which was the best turn for Paul White. It is a daft list. I'm delighted by it. Can't wait for you to watch it. It's at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. It's twitch.tv/cultaholic for Adam Pacitti. Later on tonight, it is See You Next Tuesday. Adam is watching some average to great 90s game shows. And it is a deep joy to spend a couple of hours in the company of Adam Pacitti watching some classic 90s British telly. Join him tonight at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And a brand new Desert Island Graps is on the horizon. Tomorrow, I'm in conversation with Man Like Darius from Defiant Wrestling and Progress Wrestling. He's got a short career so far, but he has a lot to talk about. He joins me on the podcast tomorrow. If you want to get that episode early, along with the next 2 weeks of Desert Island Graps, You can do that right now by becoming a Patreon. More details online at patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hackenschmidt, Gotch, Stecker, Ed Strangler Lewis, Lou Fez, Harley Race, Terry Funk, Dory Funk, Vern Gagne, Greg Gagne, Nick Bockwinkle,
Mason Ryan, Stevie Ray, Earthquake, Alundra Blaze, Norman Smiley, Zach Gowen, Bam Bam Bigelow, Ahmed Johnson, Tory Wilson, Buff Bagwell, Robert Gibson, Dave Taylor, Terry Taylor, and Godfather's Hose. Wayne Gill, Adam Bomb, Michael Hayes, Corvon, S.A. Rios, Jim and I, the manager from Kai and Tai, Jim Powers, Francine, Jack Swagger, Mean Gene, Fatchick Thriller, Duke the Dumpster, Oklahoma Manta. What happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, which leaves me lamenting. What happened to that wrestler? Some since long forgotten, but their memories live on. Billy Kidman, Smirnoff, Nikolai and Zukov, Brooklyn Brawler, Moscow Mauler, all of Raven's flock. Crime Time, Vic Grimes, Max, Mini, A-Ride, Two Dudes with Attitudes, Man, Mountain Rock. Big Cat, Simon Dean, Captain Lou and the Machines, King Kong Bundy, Big Boss Man, Big Dick Dudley, Dennis Stamp, Hercules, Albert Test, Brian Knobs, Lou Thesz, Harley Race, Johnny Ace, Gangrel, Rosa Mendez. What happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, which leaves me lamenting. What happened to that wrestler? Some since long forgotten, but their memories live on. D'Lo Brown, Rodney Mack, Dean Malenko, Cactus Jack, Just Joe, Katie Vick, JBL, Total Prick, Mexicool, Scott Hall, Giant Silver, Really Tall, Steiner Brothers, Scott and Rick, how big is Batista's dick? Molly Holly, Vader Quang, Kevin Thorne and Booty Man, Doug Furness, Camacho, Pepper Mabel, Oscar Moe, B2, Rene Dupree, Super Crazy Ricky Shee, Horace Hogan, Waldo, Jerry Deuce and Domino. What happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, which leaves me lamenting. What happened to that wrestler? Some since long forgotten, but their memories live on. Santa Claus, Arachna Man, Sabba, Simba, One Man Gang, Kerwin White, Terry Funk, Battle Cat and CM Punk, Disciples of Apocalypse, Stevie Richards, Super Kicks, Buzzkill, Flash Funk, Friar Ferguson the Monk, Scotty Riggs, Dr. Death, West Texas Rednecks, MIA, Renegade, Virgil, Ted DiBiase. What happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, which leaves me lamenting. What happened to that wrestler? Some since long forgotten, but their memories live on. Braden Walker, Gail Kim, Terry Hogan back again. Tatsu, Sabu, Brad Maddox, Peggy Sue. Rocco Socco, Maya Veer, he seems to have disappeared. Jordy Nevis in Japan, Brackus Taka, Wee McMahon. Mean Street Posse, Sullivan, Bobby Eaton, Cameron, Tyler Rex, Masters Pex, Vito Tito, Beth Phoenix. Good old JR on the floor, Karma Farmer, Shannon Moore. All the members of the core, I can't think of any more. What's happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, which leaves me lamenting. What's happened to that wrestler? Some since long forgotten, but their memories live on. What happened to that wrestler? Some were main eventing, Vince's trousers tenting. What happened to that wrestler?
I have to lose that sax solo.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments down below. You can follow us on Twitter at Cultaholic. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do here at Cultaholic, you can pledge to us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Cultaholic. And most importantly, don't forget to hit subscribe and join us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.